From replacing roofs to creating a new special education center, there are more and more improvements coming to Bridgeport's City School District. This was an article, actually, this week in Hearst Media, and I thought, well, what better time to have Dr. Avery back on the show, interim superintendent of schools in Bridgeport, to talk about all of the, I would call it, construction or new beginnings or updated work going on in the district. Dr. Avery, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Great, thank you.
I'm glad to have you here, and I want to formally apologize. I meant to contact your team and say, sorry I couldn't make it to the meeting yesterday. It sounded like there were superintendents all meeting in Bridgeport. How did that meeting go? Are we allowed to talk about that? I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that. I forgot to ask you.
Oh, well, that was a panel that a couple of superintendents were on at the University of Bridgeport. It was just really talking about just leadership in general. So it really wasn't more focused on facilities, but just more of how community and leadership can get together in the city of Bridgeport. So
I love that.
It was a great meeting, though.
It sounded like that. Well, it sounded like it was like a collaboration meeting, and I love that you guys were doing that. But I'm sorry because I had been invited to go, but I unfortunately my schedule was absolutely insane this week.
There'll be others that you'll be able to attend, so don't worry.
Oh, please. Thank you. Yes, always extend the invitation. You know I love what's going on. That'd be great. So, yeah, I mean, Dr. Avery, I don't know where you want to start. Obviously, the new special education center, you and I touched upon this months ago, but do you want to recap for people what's going on in Bridgeport?
Yeah, the district received about approximately $75 million to construct this new special education center in the heart of Bridgeport. And what that's going to do is be able to kind of, you know, figure out and come up with programmatic ways to be able to bring students back into the district, that were sent out of the district because we were not able to provide those specialized services for those kiddos. And so the other thing that we'll do is to kind of build a very strong program in order for other districts around us to be able to provide and come and bring their students to that center as well. So it is a win-win opportunity for this district, and we're very, very excited for that. I'm very excited for the state legislators, the delegation, and board, and city collaborating together to get those funds secured for Bridgeport Public Schools.
And I think you had just mentioned this, Dr. Avery, but this is the first ever type of a center like this in the state, isn't it? A new special education center?
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so special. And I think we have to be able to be very strategic about how we do it and what's going to be developed within those walls of that school as well. And so we're going to be, you know, and it's about a 3 to 4 year project out. So we're starting the process of really the schematic schemes of trying to what it's going to look like and what kind of programs. And then we have to come and get the community support and input in what is actually needed within that school. So again, we're planning the details of it now and hopefully be able to kind of bring more out to the public here fairly soon.
So again, we've got Dr. Royce Avery here, who's the interim superintendent of schools in Bridgeport. And then let's talk about just some of the buildings. I know, Dr. Avery, this was a real focus from the previous leadership, was, you know, closing down some schools or, you know, rebuilding some. I mean, where are we sort of at with that plan, with the current, you know, I'd say infrastructure we have in place in Bridgeport? Where are we at with that?
Well, Melissa, you know that the city collaborated with the Board of Ed to do a comprehensive master facilities plan, and so that is really, we just finished that up. The board is getting ready to use their committees to be able to go into and break that facility master plan down. We have the generalized aspect of each individual building in the district, you know, how much money is going to take to upbring that building to code, all those things. And so now we're getting ready to go into, you know, analyzing that plan and not just let it sit on the shelf, but bringing the community into really focusing in on the needs of this district. And when you see $700 million worth of needs, we have to really, you know, strategically figure out which needs are going to be addressed first. And so that is the process that we're getting ready to undertake now. We are going out into the community. I haven't really finalized a rollout plan with the board just yet. But I think right when we come back from the holiday break, we're going to be able to sit down and mobilize a little bit to really focus on the areas of town that is that was eventually, earlier proposed to close. And so we have to really look at exactly what, how, and when we're going to attack those things, if we're going to do that. So again, it's all up in the air now, but this is a master plan that we've never had before to guide the work. So that's important for us to take a look at and not just randomly, like we did in the past, just randomly say, okay, a building needs to be shut down. We need to strategically look at the data that is telling us and, you know, the timeline that we have to do it in as well. So that is really the smart way of being able to do it, and that's what we're going to do.
We've got Dr. Royce Avery here, who is the interim superintendent of schools in Bridgeport, and we're talking about school buildings, essentially, some of the plans for the current infrastructure in the city. So in this article, Dr. Avery, which was really helpful, because I know you and I talk about these things, you know, off air, and certainly your team is very transparent, but it is kind of hard to keep up with sort of where we are at. Going back to the new special education center, it was really clear to me that to make room for basically this brand new facility, it was going to mean some merging. In the article, it talks about how previously, this new center would be on the site of the current Skane School, and then that school's site would end up merging into John Winthrop Elementary School. And then it kind of has, again, a continuous, I feel like, trickle down where then you have John Winthrop students who could be relocated to the South End, likely at the Bridgeport Military Academy. So, I mean, talk a little bit about sort of that, because regardless, it does sound like we are going to have to kind of combine, relocate students, and how soon would that happen?
Yes. Well, as you know, that there was talk about the new John Winthrop School was going to be kind of reconstructed into a new school where we are going to combine Skane School into that school. So it's already, they're getting ready to break ground on that here by the beginning of summer. Winthrop students will be moving into the current Bridgeport Military Academy. They will be shifting to another location in addition. District as well. So yes, there's moving parts to it all. And once the new school is constructed at the Winthrop site, Skane will be joining them in that school. The school is designed and has two different combinations into that one school. We will be the current site of Skane. It will be is the consideration for the new specialized center. So again, those moving parts. So it's happening right now. That consolidation. It's really just aimed to improve programming, building efficiency, and that's the name of the game. And really looking at that facility master plan to guide those decisions. And really the ultimate, thing is that we have to focus on safety, modernizations, and equitable access to quality learning spaces in the Bridgeport community. So that's really what this master plan will do for us. And I'm really excited about that. And I think we have to really get the community behind and really work that. My chief of operation, George Garcia, he is instrumental in really driving that, understanding what that is, breaking it down for myself and the board and the community. So I look forward for his leadership and moving that forward. We also have a couple of other teams, our data management team, utilize the data analysis with PJ Carafa, trying to make sure that we have all the data aligned to help make those decisions. So it's a beautiful thing, and I'm very, very excited. My staff is just, tremendous. They do a really, really good job of staying in front of the conversation and making sure they use the data to drive those decisions. So it's exciting.
And, one more merger that was brought up in this article is the old Harding High School building, which we knew was going to become something, but it's kind of being dubbed the East End School Project, made up of students who will have or are currently at Beardsley, Edison, and Hall schools. And what does that timeline look like?
Well, and remember, that is still in the, you know, preliminary stages. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the project is in development right now. There's still conversation. There's no definitive timeline or definitive, you know, clear direction as to how it's going to go. We're getting ready to start those conversations with that community, because I think that is going to be instrumental. If the community is really supportive of that, then we have to kind of make sure that we find the necessary dollars to build that school. I think there is a need there as you look at some of the building conditions that are currently in that area. Okay, but it's something that we are, you know, just, you know, again, in that development stages, you know, and again, you got older buildings across the district, and we have to be able to provide a modern learning environment for children that's going to be instrumental in the future. I mean, they're our future citizens, and so we have to make sure that we give them that educational space to be able to thrive. And so they're hungry for it, as you see all the great things that's happening across the district, you know, and so we have to be able to listen to what's out there, what kids are saying, what, you know, what communities and parents are saying, and really push our direction and our goals to try to accommodate that, right? So that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Dr. Avery, I know that we're in a lot of, I'd say, kind of still planning phases, working it out. Is there a central location or a place I could direct people to? You know, when you guys have these public meetings or you want feedback from the public or you want them to do surveys, I know that that's a huge part of your team's focus for Bridgeport, which I think is important. But these are major, major decisions, obviously. And I think people want to know that they have a say in it, or at least they have an opportunity to hear everything. Do you want me to direct them anywhere in particular to stay in the know?
Absolutely. I think one of the best ways is to direct them to our website. It's a brand new website for us. It's continually changing and trying to kind of accommodate, you know, that voice of the community. I think the other part is our communications department. They do a wonderful job of getting out there. And then we push out a lot of that to our communities. And when we're having meetings, whatever, and I do want to promote one meeting that we're having tomorrow. It's a parent with the super, it's a breakfast with the superintendent. It's a round table at Bastic High School from 10:30 to 11:30 tomorrow morning. And we want the community to come out. We had one last week. You know, we didn't have a whole lot of turnout from parents, but we're really pushing. So the breakfast with the superintendent tomorrow at Bastic at 10:30 is just to have these conversations. When they have concerns about facilities, academics, you know, school in general, we're there to kind of be transparent and get their questions answered and concerns addressed.
Well, we appreciate that. Dr. Royce Avery, thank you for always making the time for WICC, and we will talk again soon.